noise from Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is for Friday night. And you know what that means, don't you? It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. And tonight, trust me, ladies and gentlemen, if you know what you're doing it on the interweb. You're doing it with a webcam. You're doing it with a bottle of lube. Tonight in studio, we have, I guess, a pre-release party for Ginger's kick-ass calendar. And she brought girls. Poor, poor girls. We all know everybody listens to every single episode we do. So when you listen to Miles the Comedian, who we had on previously, well, now we have him in the studio. Guaranteed funny. At least funnier than Murphy. Tonight we also bid farewell to one of our co-hosts as we kill him before he loads into the plane to Romania. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the greatest internet radio show ever. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio.
Wow.
Wow. I actually used the full fucking intro.
Yeah.
That's impressive. I don't normally use the full intro.
I've never heard you use the whole intro.
Normally I don't have anything to say. Nothing worthwhile to say. All right, so what do we have going on here? Off to my side. I got too many
32 hours and counting.
Turn that one on. 32 before you start building mud huts?
Yep. Yes.
Nice.
Those prostitutes, you know.
Well, you know. Girls got to work sometimes.
So here's what we have going on. I think I've got all the mics in the studio on. Ginger's actually working.
Why is that funny?
Oh, I guess I shouldn't laugh, should I? Oh, well. Well, it's
this is probably the only time that you'll be able to see me working in the studio.
The fact that you're applying makeup in the dark, in the studio, the worst lighting in the world. I mean, purposefully worst lighting in the world.
At least I can multitask.
Good point. Yeah. But we're now bugging you from that, right? She shakes her head no. All right, so next to me, of course, we have the ever leaving soon chief.
Yes.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday.
How long is the flight out to Romania?
About 14 hours.
You dumb son of a bitch.
Are you going with JetBlue where they'll add on another 10 just in the runway?
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea who's flying us over there. I think it's US Air.
He doesn't know who's... You're not going to Romania, dude. There's a fat guy with a bicycle pedaling a big banner back and forth that's going to look like clouds.
Oh, okay. And when I get off the plane, it's actually going to be in like Yugoslavia or something?
No, it's going to be Northern Nevada or Utah.
And that's different from Yugoslavia. How?
Less donkeys.
No, not really.
Not
but
really.
More right. Donkey shows,
sitting,
maybe.
Sitting across from me, I have Murphy. How are you doing?
Hello.
And who are you?
I am Lauren Frey.
We have
January.
Oh.
Yes. Lauren, sweetie, you've got to get right up on top of this
mic. You have
mic.
To treat that like a big black cock.
Why do they always laugh?
Lauren, I know you can do it. Come on.
Oh.
Grab the bass.
You're giving instructions. I love it. You can tell someone's in charge here.
Speaking of large black cock,
decaf's
on his way.
No, nice. Okay.
He would be late.
Now, is it decaf or Big Daddy decaf?
It's Big Daddy decaf, but...
it's Toby. No, I didn't say that out loud. That was wrong.
BDD.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm having shades of last week. It's already starting to suck, and we're 3 minutes in.
You know, and the funny thing you mentioned last week's show, because last week's show completely sucked. It was 2 hours of the worst radio you could possibly ever imagine.
In fact, I think we need to have a formal apology to the listeners and beg our co-hosts never to disappear like that again, because the show sucks ass without them.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All of them.
I apologize. I would have been here, but unfortunately we had to see this, you know, family members before we leave.
You saw your family's members? Dude, that's fucking sick. Oh, you are Catholic.
Ew. Now that I officially feel dirty.
Officially?
Yeah.
What is just it, anything new? Long?
Well, for today at least.
Oh, today. Nice. Yeah. So what we have going on tonight, we have the girls from the calendar. We have January, and I don't remember names. So, and we have...
You suck.
Chandra. Chandra's Miss August.
Miss August.
Say hi, Chandra.
Hi.
Very nice. We will get the webcam on him, although I think right now it might be more for humor.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Should we get the webcam
on? Turn it on.
It's there. It's...
It's aimed.
Turn it off.
There you go.
There you go.
Is my Ronald McDonald orange hair?
Your hair's glowing. She's like, you know, curlers that pinhead. It's like Hellraiser, the curler set.
So, yeah, guys, we have hotness in studio. It is fucking fantastic.
And you know what's even better is we actually have real comedians in the studios tonight. Miles is out in the green room.
He's out in the green room. Yeah.
You know, with of course, big time friend. Brings in a lot of people to our show. Oh, yeah. Marlon. Man.
Marlon's the shit, dude. He brings us fucking all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's going to be awesome. Booze. We got comedians going on. I don't know how we're... you just went for a mic.
And we have Genocide, the fabulous
Genocide.
Fire breather coming in.
Now, we have a photographer coming in as well.
And we have Shane O'Neill coming in.
Shane O'Neill, okay.
Yeah.
So
they're
just
late.
Of course. Because the studio is so well hidden. I don't blame anybody
being
for being...
No, it's because it's Magic Week and traffic sucks and everyone... And I do
it's
apologize.
Magic Week and it's the NBA All-Star Game.
Oh, my God. I worked that last night. And I'm so sorry I haven't been on the website. I have been working nonstop. So.
I can believe it. With Magic, because Magic is a monster convention to begin with.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, it's basically fashion, clothing,
it's a bunch
that
of faggots
kind of
hanging around talking about fucking design and shit.
No, it's not. There's hot boys with tattoos.
Faggot! All right,
take it in the tuchus.
What? Took it?
What?
Tuchus. Never heard the word tuchus before?
There's a lot of fashion models. So how can you just say there's a bunch of faggots? Number one, you need a better vocabulary.
There is a good side to all the fashion models being in town.
Wait, I got a response. 1.5. For him, that ain't never going to happen.
No.
Yeah.
I'll change it.
I'll stick with faggot because it's an absolutely fantastic word. No, the plus side to all the models being in town. The plus side to all the models being in town, there's plenty of food in the fucking buffets. Someone get these girls a sandwich. I'm not even fucking kidding.
Oh, that ain't nice.
Just ship them off to Spain.
What?
They'll gain 10 pounds in a week.
How so?
Yeah, Spain. They banned models from being under size.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
you're not piping in here.
You need
to
be like 18 BMI or something.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That is awesome.
Right. I'd be lucky to get myself back down to like 150 BMI. 18. Double fucking digits.
Hey.
Yeah.
What are you're Mr. Health Nut. What's your BMI?
I have no idea.
That surprises me. I figured that was on your white. That
no,
was like
I,
painted on your
you know,
wall.
I really don't believe in the BMI scale because for people who are really muscular, or people who are really tall, it really doesn't apply the same way as just, I guess, average height and weight people.
So
it's kind of flawed.
So BMI is for the bland.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bland mass index.
Got
it. Got it.
I mean, you could have like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger in his heyday and he'd have like a BMI of like 30.
Okay.
But I mean, of course, he doesn't have any fat on his body. But,
right.
You know, according to the federal government, he does.
Interesting.
Maybe it's underneath.
But this is also the same federal government that said ketchup packets are vegetables, therefore you could serve it with school lunches. So,
dude, ketchup packets are projectiles.
Well, yeah. So.
They are.
Welcome to our little fucked up world. This is our little screwed up world. So, and you are live on the internet, so anything can be said.
Yeah.
There is no censorship. It's free.
Oh, that's fun.
You can say
watch,
fuck.
Watch, it's cool. Fuck the poor. See, it works out really well.
Yeah. Kill the poor. Dead Kennedys.
Yeah.
I think they got that. All right. So. We got a lot. Basically, I guess here's how it's going to work tonight. First off, everybody at home listening in, if you want to call in and chat with any of us or any of the models.
I was going to say, fuck us. Who wants to talk to our dumbasses?
After last week, no one. Give us a call. We got a toll-free number, of course, 1-866-587-6257. Go ahead and give us a call. Chat with the ladies, chat with the comedians, chat with Chief. Yeah.
Dude, who would want to do that?
Also, we want you guys to go to the chat room by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat link. That'll bring up the cam so you can see all the beautiful women in the studio tonight. And you can also chat with us and communicate with us and ogle. Ogling is good. I'll even give everybody a little special hint tonight. If you go to the LV Rocks site, click on their cam and chat, you will get the 5-second refresh cam instead of the 30-second piece of crap. So if you want to tonight, go to lvrocks.com, click on cam and chat, and get a little bit quicker refresh rates, because that is what it's all about.
I don't like the hokey pokey.
You stick your left hand in, you take your left hand out.
Maybe in a fetish video.
Murphy, why are you looking at that?
Because I am posting the link for the Lucky Betty's MySpace page in our chat room.
Oh, thanks. Cool.
Yeah.
You rock. You rock. You're a cock star.
As a matter of fact, why don't you talk about the calendar real quick? Take a moment. Talk about the calendar.
Hold on. Let me breathe.
Pimp your shit, yo.
Pimp it. And
I'm going really fast.
Tell them where they can buy it.
Tell them what? They need to fucking buy it because it's the hottest shit you're going to see this year. It is a fusion of pinup and fashion photography. It has 13 beautiful women in it. I am including myself, but that's just funny.
13 is good.
No, actually, there's more than that because April has, 10 people in it?
Jesus Christ.
It's the most amazing art-directed calendar you will see. I'm very proud of it. You can buy it on MySpace. The web address is www.myspace.com/Lucky Betty's. I'm Ginger Del Muerte. We have in studio, again, Lauren and Chandra, who are Miss January and Miss August. Genocide's coming in, who's part of April. She's not a Miss because I need a better picture. She's our fire breather, Miss Fabulousness. We're going to have T-shirts, posters soon. We're going to be going to conventions, tattoo
Very
conventions,
nice.
Car shows. We go to a lot of different punk rock shows, rockabilly shows, psychobilly shows in town and pimp ourselves.
Do you get a new tattoo every time you go to a tattoo convention?
No. Actually, I want to really soon. We actually just went to a new tattoo parlor in town today.
Oh, which one?
Amazing. Last Chance Tattoo on Rainbow and Flamingo. It's Ryan Downey's shop. It's beautiful. They have great artists. Aside from Dirk Berman, who did the cover on my calendar, who works at Pussycat Parlor. He's the owner. Who's in LA this weekend playing in a band.
Nice.
Very cool.
How else should I pimp this? We have two more years to come. More beautiful girls. That 2 years planned. This isn't going to stop.
Now tonight,
it's become a virus.
If you buy a calendar now, we'll ship you a picture of Ginger's tits.
No. How? Okay, sure. It'll probably be one of the porn pictures that Murphy has on his database.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
Just Photoshop your face.
Why is there no porn tonight, Murphy? What's up? Chandra,
I think he's being nice.
Yeah, he's being good.
Fuck that.
All right. So here, basically here. Tonight, it's going to sound more like a. It's going to sound like
a clusterfuck.
Yeah, it's going to be a clusterfuck of a show, but we're also going to be dealing with the calendar. It's going to sound like we're begging for money. Actually, what we're going to be doing is every so often, we're going to be reminding you that tonight you need to get the calendar because, hell, maybe if everything goes perfect, they'll be gone after tonight.
That would be fantastic. They're only $20, and tonight we're at the bunkhouse.
Okay, and that's for anybody in Vegas.
And there's autographs. Yeah.
Anybody in Vegas. And Big Daddy D kept walking in ever so late.
And I like to let everybody know that, I mean, these calendars are so hot that I was forbidden to bring them to Romania with me.
What?
By the federal, by the government.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Explain.
They were a little too hot for Romania.
Romanians
are
that
they're a little
up?
They're a little conservative. That's a very conservative culture. Murphy just had an aneurysm.
Nice. Decaf just turned up the wrong headset.
I don't understand. Explain that. Are you serious? They're forbidding it?
Yeah.
That's
I can't bring it.
You're that one.
Damn Romanian.
Dude, the chicks in there are way too hot.
I'm going to get a Romanian chick for next year just to spite them.
Am I on?
Well, yes, you're on,
Decaf. Actually, but...
You know, if that's the case, then obviously if you get a Romanian chick, you're going to have to body shave her. Actually,
I know a lot of Romanian girls in town that are in a lot of the shows that are fucking hot as shit.
So what's Romania's problem then?
I don't know.
It's just a very conservative culture. You know, they just...
Well, speaking of Romania.
Uh-oh.
Glad you brought it up.
Oh, gosh.
Wonderful that you brought it up.
Yes.
Okay. Is this your last show?
Today is the last show.
Okay. So I went to the World Market, you know is the store of...
What? Did Santa Claus come again?
And...
Oh, God.
I looked around and I didn't see anything from Romania. So I started asking people about Romania. They didn't even know what the fuck of Romania was. It was like, they thought it was like a toy or some shit. It's like, they didn't know. So I did end up finding something from Romania.
All right.
But it was at Walmart.
What?
What?
Yes. Walmart. Because that's the only thing they got.
I thought their stuff was only made in China.
So I got it for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm
see
afraid.
You wrapped it all nicely.
Yeah. I'm
fucking
afraid
cheap
here.
Bastard. What? Oh, what is it? A rock?
It's Romanian rock missile.
Wait,
made in Romania.
Self-protection.
Wow.
So it's a.
All right, I'm going to put this up on the camera.
It's a Romanian
really
self-defense device.
Yes.
It literally is
a
rock. It literally is a rock from Romania.
Oh, my God.
They even plastic sealed that shit.
But I'm noticing the tape on the top. Did you open it up and test it out?
I mean, yes, did it really work?
Yes, it did.
Is there some poor bastard on the street that has a big old dent on their head?
Two people with one shot, baby.
Wow.
Dude, it's an efficient missile.
Yeah.
All right.
Twice as potent as anything the Iraqi government.
Now, my question is, why would you buy him a rock when he's already going to go be going over to build mud huts?
You're going to pimp yourself out.
According to my wife, yes.
Hey, they gotta make money over there. What you're doing this for the Job Corps or Peace Corps?
Peace Corps.
Yes. You're gonna be raped. Twice.
By what?
Romanian
one
men.
Of those rock missiles.
Yeah, apparently. As soon as I turn my head, it's like, hello.
All right. So we have more people coming into the studio. So if we can say hello.
Hello.
Genocide, my fabulous fire breather.
Oh, this is a fire breather.
Yes.
Right on.
I'm a flamethrower.
You're a flamethrower.
Yeah. Human flamethrower.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
as opposed
she's
to
a,
the...
Well,
you know,
I don't know.
Animal
she's
animal flamethrower.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, we don't
take
know.
A little dog, fill it up with gasoline, squeeze it real hard in front of a candle. There you go.
Yeah, I don't think the SPCA would go for that.
Yeah,
I'd try it,
fuck
them.
Yeah.
Try it once, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we do need a little PETA involvement, get a little promotion for the show.
like I really want someone to, furries murder, eat more, you know, greens.
No, it wouldn't be furries murder. It'd be taking a small animal, filling it with gasoline, and squeezing it in front of a candle is murder. And we
that's
say,
still
yeah,
fun.
You're probably right.
PETA actually shut down a website. I think it was like squish.net or something because the guy had photographs, still photos of women in high heels or barefoot about to step on bugs.
Wait, about to?
About to. Now, I never saw the site. I mean, not like I'd ever visit one of those weird No, not me.
No.
But apparently, that's
no,
they
never.
No.
No.
I'm a delicate little flower.
You think they banned that if I was there? Had a big old black ashy foot. Had to step on a cockroach.
I didn't realize Player Magazine was coming up with one of these.
Yeah, but it'd be PETA and then Jesse Jackson bitching. Okay, it'd be two of them.
I'm interrupting.
Yes,
I have
go
to switch models. Lauren, sit. Chandra, sit.
Damn.
You're
direct that trap.
Is she always this vicious?
I know.
Yeah,
is she? Wait, yeah, because you know what? This is
ask Jen, dude. She's been dealing with it.
Yeah, she can't put them on with curlers.
Okay, you're going to have
put
to
them on
do
upside
this.
Down.
Hold one of these.
Put them on upside down.
There you go.
There you go.
Now, you know, I just realized this. How bad is it working with
Miss Ginger there?
Oh, dear.
It's great.
We have one bad liar. No, she has no phones. We have one bad liar and we have one in committed. Uh-oh.
Well, wait, Lauren saw me in my 10 days of hell, so she can probably answer it better.
I was in the 10 days of hell. But, you know, she was a trooper for the most part.
So it's generally nice
Hawaii,
stuff.
Yeah.
No, oh. I had to do eight girls' hair and makeup in 2 fucking hours.
Nice.
15 minutes for all each
right.
of us. Getting
so,
us out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So doing it in the dark is not that big of a deal. Hey, we got a caller. This is interesting.
Ooh, yeah.
All right.
Who is this?
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
You guys suck.
Yes, we do.
Hey, I got a question for Murphy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what's
right.
up, dude?
Since he's got, you know, this really fast hot rod car, I was curious, you know, about how far he's gotten with it.
Dude, I ain't done shit. You know it.
Oh, I get this is a Gorilla.
It's Gorilla, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Camaro is still sitting in the driveway.
Wait, when did you buy a Camaro?
I didn't buy a Camaro. Gorilla gave me his.
that means it came with 2 tires and a and a self.
It came with
you know
kit.
This guy, and I'm gonna say he's a fucking idiot for giving you anything.
Well,
he actually, you're right on.
Yes.
Here's the deal.
That's
this
the best part,
Gorilla. I'm gonna sell you down the river on this one. This idiot decided that there are little wires off of the steering column that he just doesn't need, so he cut them all, including the turn signal.
He only has one good eye.
The brake lights. So
and one
in
good
him
knee.
In him driving this fucking thing from Pahrump back to Vegas, he wired a switch, and whenever he stepped on the brakes, he had to manually flip the switch to get the brake lights to turn on.
Jesus Christ, that's awesome.
So then he parked the shit in my garage, and it stayed there. The only thing I have done is I did put that Holley 4 barrel on. So
you know, you should just take the carburetor off, sell it, and get some money, and give that car to, you know, there's retarded kids that need that car.
No, man, I'm eventually going to do something with it.
Eventually.
Like, eventually.
Yeah. I've said that about my Duster. Take it on the desert, load it up with some explosives, blow it to the fuck up, and you know what? Say thanks, MacGyver. But
he saddled me with his problem because he didn't want to take it up to Washington. That's exactly what fucking happened.
All right, thanks for the call, Gorilla.
Later, Holmes.
Oh, boy. All right, so we want
to
cut
you just love to cut him off, don't you?
Usually do. Usually, well, he says his three words, and then it's nothing. And then after we get the three words, and we get...
Well, his name is Gorilla, right? I mean, so it's not like, you know.
Gets the drugs and booze, actually.
I'm sure he's really good with hand signals and, like, you know, like Coco, you know?
Yeah, he loves little kittens. It's fantastic. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going
to
get Miles
good.
In
I have
here.
To pee.
All right. I'm glad we got toilet paper for your ass. Good. We will be back in a moment. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Wow.
Wow, they both hit the cue.
Impressive.
Only fucking took Chief 6 months.
Bam bam, mon chasse-place, j'ai sur mon lit à bouffer ça en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Coupé de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois, a bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc, comme un indien dans son igloo, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi. S'envoyer du paillasson, limer, ruiner, vider, combler. You are the king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. Ooh, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the greatest internet radio show ever. This is...
Spankwagon Radio.
Nice, nice.
Wow, I'd like to thank Trench for the racial divide he's created here.
Yeah, he did.
Well, we shall overcome, motherfucker.
He's rearranged the studio. It's not like I don't have enough problems with racial stereotyping. You're going to sit me over here.
New England, Mississippi. Mississippi, New England. Shut the fuck up, all right?
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Marlon, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. I thought I was big until I sat next to Marlon. He's about to push me out of the chair.
Dude, you're big in the gut. He's big in the height, okay?
For those of you that were watching the camera during the break, you missed something interesting. One of Jess's friends here, Genocide, she decided she would take off her top and didn't realize the camera was on behind her.
To model some 80s wear.
Fantastic.
But we're noticing there's enough body mods on her. I mean, okay, we got the tattoos in the arms. I noticed the scarring on the chest. What do you got on the chest? Grab Red Mike.
The white one right here is actually a tattoo.
Oh, okay.
But hang on. Microphone, meet my armpit.
That is awesome. Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
That is fucking fabulous. That is cool. She has got the scarring on her abdomen. That is fucking awesome.
And a surgery.
Oh, yeah. Multiple spinal fusion surgery thingy stuff. Yeah.
Thingy stuff.
Would you do skydive without a parachute?
No, I went on a date with. Wait, which one?
Witness protector program. You're never gonna know. All right.
So in studio, guys, we have Marlon, and Marlon, we have Miles with you. Miles, how you doing, man?
How you doing?
We had you on the air a couple months ago. We had you on the phone.
Right, right.
How are things going since then?
It's good. It's good. I mean, I'm blessed.
Yeah, how's are you on stage now? You getting out in front of some people?
Yeah, I'm trying to get out right now. Yeah, I'm doing some shows in LA right now.
Awesome.
It's awesome. You got anything planned to hear in Vegas or strictly LA right now?
Strictly LA.
That is
awesome.
I'm
trying to get them to come out here a little bit, though.
Oh, there's
we need the comedy scene more out here.
No, we just need Joe Rogan and Carlos Mencia to come out here and get fucking people over to the Riviera.
And start fighting.
Yeah, have them start fighting.
That's some funny shit.
Some cage fights.
Wait a minute. Why do you want Joe Rogan?
I fucking love Joe Rogan. If you have anything bad to say about Rogan, you and I are going to go out in the green room.
I have so much
room.
Dirt because I almost did his makeup.
Say whatever you want. He's a fucking animal. The guy belongs in a dumpster. Hell yeah, he's an asshole.
Joe Rogan can kick our ass.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Totally.
Joe Rogan to beat the shit out of all of us at the same time.
All right. So
I can't even hear you if you're not talking on the
maybe
mic.
Maybe it's the meth. I think that's what she's trying to say. Maybe it's the speed.
Yeah. Yeah. You think? Yeah. Yeah, that Mencina's just going to steal it, though.
Yeah, he'll just steal the meth.
Then all of a sudden it'll be his problem.
Ned Holness?
Ned Holness, yes.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Carlos Mencia's real name is Ned Holness, and his publicist told him he should change his name to something more ethnic to get over with the Mexican crowd.
No shit.
Wow. He's not even Mexican. His mother is Honduran, and his father's from Germany.
So what does that say about Engelbert Humperdinck? Was that like somebody's idea to sound more... fucking whatever the hell that's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like, what?
I want to use every letter in the alphabet to write my name.
Can you imagine that?
And play piano.
I'm totally stealing an Eddie Izzard bit, but can you imagine the fucking conversation going on in that room?
Slapped you back. All right. Let's get on with our guests. Miles.
So talk to us, man. What's going on?
I'm in town for the All-Star Weekend.
Of course.
You know, I just got in town today. I just got off the plane. It's funny to me, man. It's a fucking ridiculous remark, what I'm about to say, but... what people are doing to get down here is crazy as hell. I mean, I've seen people on crutches. people actually hop into the All-Star game. Fucking ridiculous. I've seen people with their families, their kids, pregnant, breastfeeding, one eye, passing the fucking eye, dude.
Wait, one eye passing the fucking eye?
One eye selling All-Star tickets.
Oh.
It's good to know you got your priorities straight.
Hey, all they're going to do is see half the game anyway.
Half the fucking game. They probably
they only go see the East and then the West in the second half.
They sit in half court. And it's just fucking funny to me, man. People in a wheelchair, people that got surgery next week, they don't give a fuck.
Now, you actually flew in from L.A. then to the All-Star game. Okay, how crazy was it on the plane getting here?
Fucking crazy, man. The first 10 minutes, just nothing but turbulence. And girls are screaming like we had Magic Mind. Bitch, this is real life.
Were they lifting their tops though, at least?
I don't know. I have my eyes closed.
Oh.
Bitch, this is not Magic Mountain. If we crash, this is real life. You're not going in the parking lot afterwards. It was just the wildest experience. I mean, they were screaming. I'm fucking crossing my legs like a fag. I don't know. I don't know, man. It just feels good to be out here. I haven't been out here in a while. I haven't seen my buddy Marlon in a minute. It feels good to be out here, man. Meet all you guys. Decaf. It's funny, man. About a week ago, I was in my bed and had this chick in the bed with me, right? Having kind of little trouble getting it up, right? Like, you know, I'm young, but like, I'm going somewhere. I'm like, I'm young. Don't need Viagra. Then it rung a bell. What do I usually do when I fall asleep? I drink decaf, right? Poured a little decaf on there. Shit came in handy. The shit came right up.
That's right, baby. That's right.
That's cool, man.
Everyone needs a little decaf.
Everybody needs a little fucking decaf. So whenever you in need, decaf it, baby. Pour it down.
I'm going to cut that audio out later. I'm just going to use it. I'm just going to fucking single it
just
out.
Just have a picture of my big ass teeth and shit.
Man. Decaf. Yeah, but I'm basically down here representing 72 Entertainment Group. My buddy Marlon, you know what I mean? Anything I can do, you know, it's helping.
Yep.
I'm just enjoying the weekend, man. I'm just glad I'm not famous right now. Because I see a lot of famous people out here. I don't know how the fuck they do it. People come up to you. I know you from somewhere. I want to know you. I got your picture on my wall. Get the fuck away from me. You know? I want to wear a shirt that says, I can't hear you. So when I ignore you, it's no fucking reason. I can't hear you. That's why I'm ignoring you. Hey, do I know you from somewhere? Yeah, my wife's gynecologist. Get the fuck away from me. You know, don't fucking screw around for me. You know what I mean? I just want to be a bona fide asshole. Stay with me. Hey,
you need to be on this show then.
Hey, guys coming up to me. Hey, I knew you 3 years ago. Didn't I haven't seen you in like 3 years. Yeah, let's make it 4. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to be in town though, man. I mean, you know, just doing different things. I'm meeting girls out here and dating and stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous, man. You know. Went to a girl house and she pointed me out to the bathroom. I accidentally went to her closet and I seen some panties on the top of her hamper. And I'm thinking, like, I seen this bitch with these panties on 3 days ago. Why are they on the top? That means she just took them off like today. She just took them off today. So if you a nasty bitch, she had like bacon strips in the panties. I don't know what that shit was. But if I seen you 3 days ago with these panties on, they should not be on the top of the hamper. They should be making their way to the middle. It was some disgusting shit, man. I think I'm going to just stay away from dating for a while, man. It's fucking ridiculous, man. I need to just focus on my goal, man. My goal is I want to make millions. This is going to be my first invention. I'm going to invent the first paternity test on a keychain. So what you can do, it's going to be like a Maury Povich type of shit, right?
37 times.
All you need to do is when your girl goes to the bathroom, you grab your baby, swipe the mouth, it'll give you the results in 5 minutes. So when she comes out the bathroom, you can decide whether you're going to have a domestic violence call or you guys going to live happily ever after. Hey, it's just one of my inventions, man, one of my inventions. Also, I got the keychain lie detector test. But the good thing about this is you don't know you're being detected. So I'm asking, how was last night at the club? Oh, it was good. And they're just going to tell me, oh, she wasn't at the club. She was with Little John from the East Side Boys. And then I'm going to just start whooping your ass for no apparent reason.
There you go.
To domestic abuse.
Back to the domestic abuse. But, yeah, man, it's just good to be here, man. Like I said, 72 Entertainment Group, me and my buddy Marlon, we go way back. Third grade.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We damn near 30. Well, I'm damn
now
near
that 30. Wait. That was Marlon's senior year, though.
Marlon was 6 foot of the 6 feet of the third grade.
Wait a minute.
All the way back to third grade. So who stole whose lunch money?
He had my back.
Oh, you know okay.
I mean? He had my back.
I was like the bodyguard. I'm always like the bodyguard. I'm just too big.
Really? I never would have fucking guessed it.
Really, you know?
I thought they put you in a locker, man.
He comes in the goddamn door with a fucking earpiece in, looking like he's CIA as it is. Do we really fucking need to?
Exactly. He had a bow tie on in third grade.
What?
He had a bow tie on. Tuxedo
shirt.
Did you
really? Holy shit. A fucking bow tie.
I was like, hey, you're hired. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do, but you're fucking hired, dude. I don't know you do.
Was it a Malcolm X thing or was it a fucking bodyguard thing? What was the bow tie for?
It spun. It was humor.
Yeah, it was
yeah, it was one of those Pee-wee Herman deals that I had.
It definitely it couldn't have been Malcolm X because he had bacon bits for lunch. Definitely, it couldn't have been Malcolm X. So that's weeded out from the jump.
Oh,
but
awesome.
Yeah, we go way back third grade. I remember the first day I met this dude. I don't know what happened that day.
Oh man! The first day he was in my class, he got sent home with a note from the teacher. He just would not shut up in class; just kept talking.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
He just kept talking. You had like, she told you like 3 or 4 times that it was ridiculous. And on the way home, you were singing and laughing, and you were just acting. I was like, this dude is crazy. In the third grade, yeah, you remember?
No,
I remember. It was crazy.
No, I don't recollect.
Yeah, and I know you got your ass whooped that night.
You remember the bow tie, but you don't remember anything else.
I do remember going home getting my ass whooped. I remember she had a noose and she made me put my she made me put my ankles in it and hung me upside down. Put bacon bits on me and some grease.
Man, what's up with you and bacon bits, man?
He's hungry.
You got me started, man. I just remember getting my ass whooped. It was like first day of school. I got a note home from the teacher that I was acting a fool. I got my ass whooped and never been the same. Ever since then, I've been reading Genesis. I don't know. Every night before I go to bed, Genesis, every fucking night. It's always the beginning.
He got
what a Phil Collins
there.
Fan, huh? Who knew?
Fuck off. All right, so Miles, now, where can people catch you in L.A.?
You can catch me. I'm all over. I'm right now. I'm trying to go to the Sunset Strip. I'm like Laugh Factory on Amateur Night. Maybe the Comedy Store. I got the Chocolate City. I got a buddy right now. He's actually starting his own comedy show. It's different places right now. When he gets the website, I'll let Marlon know.
Cool.
We'll broadcast that.
Cool. Do you have your own personal website?
Not right now. I'm actually working on a MySpace page, trying to get my name out there. And that's what me and him are doing right now. I don't have my own personal website yet, though.
All
right.
Cool. Yeah, we're going to be working on putting him on the 72 Entertainment Group MySpace page as well.
Okay.
Yeah, or you
so
can
find some information on that.
You can call my phone, and you'll hear the guy from Movie Phone. Hello, welcome to Movie. Press 1 if it's about some pussy. Press 2 if he owes you some money. Press 3 if he boned your sister. Hang up. Yeah, we're working on a website, so... It's in the making right now. So when it comes out, I'll be back down hopefully soon, let you guys know what's going on. All
right. Now, you've done some gigs already, right?
Right.
Best gig so far?
Spank Wagon.
Dude.
Oh, look at that. That's
perfect.
Fucking awesome.
Awesome. Nice. Okay.
The first time I was on here, you guys had me talking about some Irish shit. I don't know what the hell that was about.
That was Decap trying to get a little white hate going.
Yeah, it was some fucking crazy.
He's always
shit.
Trying to incite a riot about that.
Yeah.
Why you got to be so racist, dude?
It was because of that bet. You're supposed to say, don't racist slurs the whole
and
show.
I did it.
You were on the show when we actually, okay, he has a mouth. Obviously.
Right, right.
He does radio. He
Ladies,
has to
I know
mouth.
How to use it, just in case anybody cares. I know they don't.
We don't.
Yeah, I definitely don't.
Yeah,
the one that could kick your ass does it.
Oh, I know.
Note, all right? So his whole bet was to say nothing racist, derogatory.
Sexist.
No, no. It was mainly racist.
Mainly
and,
racist,
and
though. Because the week before, it was a throwdown. I mean, it was bad.
It was really bad.
So,
wasn't
yeah.
that bad?
Yes.
Wow.
The large black men are here. It wasn't that bad.
Chief, come back to the mic. Was it bad? It was bad.
No, it was bad.
It was bad.
You know, my first
Fuck
time.
Off, Beaner. No one's talking to you. Get the hell out of here. Oh, I mean, sorry, Justin, no one wants to know your opinion.
I remember my first time here. I was sitting in the green room, and I was hearing a Michael Richards clip over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, wow, what did I just walk into? And now we're on, you know, separate sides here. This is very
But again, that's all Trench is doing?
But wait a minute. It just worked out that way.
We've been casted to play the animals in the animal porn movie.
Oh. We'll get PETA right on that.
Man. You know, talking about the Michael Richards thing, when we were going into this, we were talking about the whole Joe Rogan and Carlos Mencia. Now, Miles, you're part of the whole comedy community out there.
Right.
I mean, what do you think about that shit? I mean, have you heard the bullshit about...
Did Joe Rogan call out how he called him out on stage?
Yeah, right there on stage to his face.
I mean, as a comedian, you get fed up. If somebody's taking it, if you're working hard on some material and somebody's taking your shit, you're going to get fed up.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have did the same thing. I called him out in the street. Maybe not on stage, but hey, if somebody's taking your shit, you're working hard on it, and you get on stage and you're stuttering, it's going to make you look bad. Or if you get on stage and you repeat what the last guy said, it's going to make you look bad. So as a comedian, you know, you got to do what you want to do.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Let me ask this question, but more Marlon, because you're the agent. The agent's agency is the same agency for Joe Rogan and for Carlos Mencia. the agency said something to the effect of, well, if you're not going to stop, lay off whatever to Joe Rogan, that we're dumping you. And Joe Rogan said, well, fine, fuck you, I'm done with you. What if two of your comedians were fighting each other in real life? Not a bit, not a gag. How would you handle that? I mean, as a promoter, agent for both of them.
Yeah, how would you diffuse
how
that
How would
situation?
You diffuse that situation?
I mean, if I'm an agent, I'm looking for where the money is.
Right.
And Carlos Mencia right now is doing way better than Joe Rogan.
Okay.
But I also have to look at the ties that I have with each one, you know, on an individual basis. Like, I know Miles. If Miles got into somebody with somebody that I've just met, of course I'm going to take his side. And so I got to do what I got to do. But, you know, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard when you have that going on. But if you see it's going to, you can't get a working relationship. This, you know, one of them has to go.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
got to do what you got to do for the business.
Right.
Oh, I thought you had something to say, but something about hangover.
No, I mean, or I can just have like a nice boxing match. And just, you know, I think any publicity is good publicity.
Right.
But, you know what I mean?
Or
I
can slap, if it comes down to a fight between the two of them, we know Rogan's going to win. There's no way out of it.
That's, you know, it's funny. I want to see that. I want to see somebody get their asses handed to him.
I would love to see that.
Just do.
I would love to see that.
He can use all his jokes.
Celebrity death match.
Real life.
Real life.
The mind of Joe Rogan, he'll have it all.
In the alley.
Just one camera, you know. One still camera. Camera, one lock position.
We'll
there you
that,
go.
That they live go. Shot. That'd be nice.
There you go.
All right. Joe Rogan whooping that ass.
Now, before I know we've got other stuff we've got to move on to. Before we do, I wanted to get Miles' take on Ginger's calendar.
Let me take a look at this calendar. Let me see. Okay.
White girls, you gotta
tits,
love them.
Pretty lips. Okay.
Because if you don't, you're
calendar's
lying.
Looking good so far. Calendar's looking good so far.
Yeah, I know.
What month did you just stop on?
March.
I'm on March.
March.
That's the same one I was stopped on.
And January is sitting right behind
August.
March. I know that, right?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah, January is right back
January's back here. And
let's go back to January.
You got three of the girls in the room.
January.
Just watch what you say.
Oh.
I'm not going to say nothing bad. January looks nice.
To the one in curlers.
It looks very Marilyn Monroe almost.
Oh, sorry for it.
January looks real nice. Let's go ahead to June. Looks nice. Ooh, wee. July.
August.
June. Let's go back to June. June. I didn't even see that dress. Yeah, that dress is riding.
See, most people would consider this to be bad radio.
This is great radio.
I consider this to be wonderful wonderful advertisement for Ginger's calendar.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
This calendar
well,
is nice.
there is one sad note to show here that our June girl, the incredibly hot girl that's oopsie made a little accident with the egg in the kitchen.
Right.
She's actually going to be leaving on tour with Tito and the Tarantulas. That's Lucy Luscious. She's going to be going out as a bass player because all that and talent too. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
So, didn't realize she was a bass player too. Wow.
Yeah, Lucy's really nice.
Multi-talented. Multitask.
Ginger, you going to get her back for next year's calendar?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was a yes? All right.
That's a big old
see,
yes.
I didn't even see that one. What was that?
All right, so what we're going to do, talk about the calendar real quick.
Oh, guys, yeah, that's myspace.com/LuckyBettys. If you are here in Vegas tonight at the Bunkhouse, show starts at what time, Ginger?
Nine. From 9 to 10, we're going to be doing signings. All the Lucky Bettys will be available for signatures. Oh, I'm sorry, 9 to 11, and then the entertainment starts at 10 p.m.
That is very nice. Awesome. That is
I noticed
awesome.
You didn't say anything about August.
Uh-oh.
I love August. I said something about August. August is the best month in there.
Wait a minute now. I was flipping pages while they were talking. Let me look at August again.
Every show. What month did I say is the best month?
August. Every fucking month. Or every show. You're always August. All about August.
You're trying real hard.
If I'm looking at
birthday's in August, too.
If I'm looking at August, I won't need any decaf.
That's why I requested
that. Very nice.
Thank you.
I don't think I'm going to be needing any decaf.
Awesome. So that is myspace.com/LuckyBettys, guys. Miles, thank you for coming in, man. We love having you on.
Very welcome, man.
Next time you're back in Vegas, we got to make sure of you. And please, as soon as you get some dates, let us know.
We'll
put them up.
Yeah,
so
we'll definitely pimp them out on our lowly little internet radio show. Marlon, thank you very much for coming
problem.
In. Pimp your websites.
Pimp your sites.
It's 72 group at myspace.com.
72.
Yeah.
72 group at myspace.com.
In your mouth.
Damn, I wish I had that voice, man. I'm fucking jealous as hell, man. I sound like a white dude. I'm like, hi, this is James Allen. Leave a message.
Hey,
you work at a library. Of course you're a white dude.
Here is fucking
librarian?
Phone. Here his fucking phone.
IT tech.
He sounds whiter than me on his fucking voicemail. It is
Whoa,
funny as shit.
God.
Wow.
All right, guys. So, Trent, you got some music?
Yeah, we'll take it out. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spagwagon Radio.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Woot!
Try.
Apollo 69, yeah, yeah. Fly Apollo 69.
Let's go someplace.
All right, like, where are we going?
Anywhere, just as long as we stay out good and
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you, Chief.
Wootness.
Now, we have a new victim in the center seat.
Victim? Shit, victim. She's more vicious than I am.
Dude, she is.
Light your ass on fire.
So I don't know how much of a victim I'd ever be, but yeah. good effort.
We try.
Yeah.
We try. Of course, you're manhandling everybody on that side of the table tonight. Yeah. So
I'll give you a dolly if you light Murphy on fire.
No, it costs a little more than that.
I'll give you another dollar.
We're getting there.
All right.
Decaf.
Toyota Corolla.
What?
I want to see this.
Dude, that's not worth a dollar, right?
Yeah, I've seen the blue book value on your hoopty. It's not all that much, bro.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh,
the Walmart spinners were a bad idea.
Speaking of freaking cars, we're like driving around today. There's some old dude, like 10,000 years old in the sand, got a minivan with spinners.
That's so fantastic.
Hot. Oh, dude.
What's now, his number?
I wish I would have stopped and got it.
Speaking of cars real quick, Trench, you got to bring everybody up to date.
Oh, on my ordeal.
Trench got rear-ended.
Totaled the car.
In the car this time.
Oh, is that what they're calling it this time? Yeah, exactly.
It's not modern, no. So I got rear-ended. No.
Yes, you did.
Speaking of, Deck Pepsi, you wanted him to call in.
Yeah, call in. Call in, buddy. I got to talk to you. Call in.
So anyhow, for those of you who are following last week, basically got plowed into on the 95, got rear-ended. They decided to total my car, which I love my little Neon. It's one of those stupid little cars I love
so
to
funny.
Death.
Big Mr. Mopar likes a little fucking
I
import.
I love the Neon.
It's a wind-up toy.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
You talk about the Corolla.
Yeah, yeah really. So they're going to give me like $11,000 for it. So
what?
Yeah, they're giving me $11,000. Wow. So I'm going to go out and buy a Jeep.
Nice.
So you can turn over on the freeway.
Hey, the new Jeeps, they widened it, they lengthened it.
Are you talking about the Jeep or the Compass?
The Jeep. No, the Wrangler, the Wrangler.
Yeah, the new one. Wrangler. Are pretty freaking awesome.
Compass.
Fuck off.
Make fun of my Neon. That's even worse.
Tech, are you there?
Hey, he's...
Yeah.
Hey,
down.
What's up? Bring down the music. Now, Tech, we had you on last week, and I was rude to you, and I'm sorry. I really do. I apologize. And after the show, Trench and I had a big conversation about it, and he actually ripped into me pretty bad. He said, I need to be nicer to the listeners. After talking about it a little bit, it wasn't just the listeners. He thinks I was just mean to you, and he thinks I am on a continual basis. So I'd like to apologize, but there's a little more to it. You see, I think Trench has a thing for you, and he just can't admit it.
Oh, please!
Do you got my music up? Yeah, I think he has a little thing for you, and... Why don't you tell Trench how you feel? Tech,
how do
tell,
I feel?
Tell Trench how you feel about him. Tell him how you feel about him.
Come on, be honest.
I got a volume slider over here too, bitch.
So do I.
Oh, come on. Bring that shit up. Oh.
Now...
Oh, he must have dropped again. He must have dropped.
You can't hide from your feelings, Trench.
Yeah, dude.
You can't hide.
We all know.
You're right. I can't hide from my feelings. Tech Pepsi, we're happy to have you as a listener, but it's actually, if you notice, Murphy, every week in, week out, wants you to point out how gay you are.
Dude, do not.
For his own pleasure.
Don't turn this. No, don't turn this. Look.
It's only for his own. It's only for Murphy's own pleasure.
You and I had this conversation last week.
Of course we did.
Yes, and you said you think he is an outstanding listener.
Yes.
You also said that you would love to have him on the show more often.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
I never said on the show.
And then you made a lot of references. You made a lot of references to how his mouth works.
What?
Tell me you didn't.
How? I did not.
You were saying left and right that it sounds like he's got a dick in his mouth. Okay? Now.
Gay porn is so hot.
I don't think it's a porn
thing. You
know
what? He has gay porn for you.
I don't have any on my laptop right now. I just have the regular.
This is coming from the guy. Wait, you're trying to say you're the one that carries hermaphrodite porn with you?
I don't have any hermaphrodite porn.
You're the
porn
one that carries tranny porn with you?
I don't carry it with me. I had it for one night.
What happens with all... you wanted to get all those trannies in the studio tonight.
Oh, I so wanted to get trannies in the studio.
You. Who said it? You. You wanted to get all those
I'm
trannies
the booker.
In the studio. Yeah. Okay, you're the booker.
All I do
you know
is bring guests
you're
in.
You're only catering to your own interest by doing that.
So what does that mean about Grant Imahara? Are you trying to say Grant Imahara is a tranny?
No, I'm not saying Grant Imahara is a tranny. I'm saying
are you trying
you?
To say Charles Band is a tranny? And you answer that incorrectly, I will take my boot off and beat you to death with it.
Well, correctly, I would say no.
What the the fuck you got boots up for?
Because it's deep with shit.
I got my
in
fucking
here
boots
every
on,
every fucking week.
Yeah, you are really.
Yeah, I like
you.
My boots.
No, but you are seriously, dude, I think you have a thing. I think you have a thing for Tech Pepsi. And I think it's very subliminal.
What sort of thing do you think I have?
I think you're curious about the gay guy.
I am not curious about
Murphy.
The gay guy.
I think you are.
Murphy.
Hey, you guys know
why the fuck you got boots on?
No, seriously. I think you guys need to know
this.
Wait,
guys,
no, this
guys,
is really important.
Genocide.
I think you guys need to know this, that even if you're raped, you're still gay. So I don't, you know, whatever your personal experiences may be, you just come to terms with it.
Everybody,
you know,
here who's had another hand's man up his butt, raise your hand.
It's only gay after the first knuckle. That's what I've heard. Like, if it's up to the first knuckle, you're
cool. Come on, dude.
What?
Come on, dude.
What? I've never had a guy's hand up my ass.
Finger?
Nope.
Has a man ever jammed anything up your butt?
Absolutely.
Oh, see, there
it's
you go.
It's called a doctor, and it's called a colonoscopy.
No, it just slid right in. There was no jamming involved.
There was actually a small gravitational force that just pulled it in from across the room.
What's that giant sucking noise?
Other than last week's show.
Oh, God. Last week's show was horrible.
I'm serious. I think you have a thing for Tech,
no,
and I
you
think
what,
you need
what?
To admit it.
I will say this about Tech Pepsi. He's a dedicated listener,
yeah,
and I love dedicated listeners.
Is it just me, or does it sound like he's rationalizing this?
Of course I'm rationalizing.
Tech, see?
I have to go. I have to rationalize because you're fucking attacking.
See, he's bringing it back to me again. Dude, I like Tech. I think he's a nice guy, but you're the one who's so wrapped up in his homophobia that you couldn't even talk to him last week.
No, no. What you were doing last week and the stunt you were trying to pull last week sucked.
I was trying to help
rude.
A listener.
No,
I was trying to help
do
a listener.
What? You, No. Look, you're helping a listener at my expense, and that ain't going to happen because I help no one at my expense.
Not
no
even
one.
His own wife.
No one. No one.
Look, dude, all I'm saying is I think you have a thing for him.
Yes, you do. Well,
see, look, Decaf agrees.
Every time he calls on the phone, your cheeks turn all red and shit. You start
yeah,
to
see?
Yeah.
You get a little nervous. You can't get on the mic. You back away a little
you start,
bit.
You start stuttering. You start flailing.
All right, all right. Perry fucking Mason, shut the fuck up. All right? No.
You need
happily
to
married. My wife has a pussy. No.
You know.
What
you
was
know,
that man. Guy? What was his name? Ted Haggard? He was married, wasn't he?
Hey, guys, in the chat.
But Ted Haggard is more related to Chief because Chief used to be a Catholic priest.
I'm reformed.
Former.
What's going
and
actually,
he's going to play with prostitutes.
You know, just guys, an observation here. You guys spent a lot of time talking about cock when there's four hot chicks in the studio. I mean, that
that's
might be indicative
of saying.
Something. Five.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Five.
Lauren, you need to talk more.
I'm sorry, I don't
She's
really
hot.
Know much about gayness. I have nothing to say.
Wait, it's sitting right over there.
Oh, well, yeah. Thank you.
You
no,
when you finally go to college,
so.
You'll have an experience. Trust me. No, but actually in the chat room here, Tech Pepsi says, you know what? I call in Daily Noise. I never get cut out. You guys cut me.
You ever notice that?
Don't.
And who's the one who controls the phone button?
Wait. I cut everybody when I want to.
That's not
true.
No, he does.
He lets some people ramble on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, once in a blue moon, then I start cutting them off.
Unless he's attracted to them, and then he feels uncomfortable and he can't deal with it and he cuts it off.
Yet again, we're talking about guys. We have a room full of chicks. Thank you, Genocide, for pointing this out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All I'm just pointing out the fact is that I think you're attracted to another man. That's just my feeling.
It's you.
You're attracted to me?
Yes, absolutely.
Murphy. That's a wonderful thing, but sorry, dude. I'm just not into you
like sorry.
That.
I'm sorry. You have to be. You're the one that keeps talking about it.
I'm going to have to call shenanigans. You want
shenanigans.
It.
This is a lame conversation. Again, Lauren is sitting in front of you looking all kinds of hot.
I know.
Actually, that's very... Notice how Decaf hasn't really said anything. It's because he's...
Oh, we got a call.
Okay.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm back again.
See?
Hey.
Again, let me point this out. You know the number because you got the caller ID
right
there.
This is a different number.
Sure.
This is a fucking different number.
So Lauren, ask him a question.
Lauren, you said you don't know anything about gay people. We've got a gay guy on the phone. You want
to
ask him? Anything?
Ask a question to the gay guy.
I don't know what to ask.
Ask him if he ever been with a girl.
Ask him if he's a power bottom.
She's blushing.
Have you ever been with a girl?
Yes, but it just felt weird.
It
felt weird.
It feels different.
Yeah, it felt different. Yeah,
how?
Very different.
Is it not as tight, or?
No, I just didn't.
He doesn't know what to say.
Like he's totally flabbergasted.
Let him answer.
I just didn't feel right. So.
All right, now remember we talked about Tech. You have to enunciate your words.
I have a syndrome that I have a speech impediment with.
Wait, you have a syndrome? I gotta contain myself. I must not play with the retarded boy.
Tech, I'm gonna let you go because it's gonna just go downhill from here. Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Tech. Oh my God. Stay away from the strange cock.
I know.
Okay,
so now he's gay and has a syndrome.
God, he ruins family photos on all different levels, doesn't he?
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
daddy's
Whoa!
A little disappointed.
Oh,
holy shit.
Hello. Whoa.
And the gay just went right out of the show.
I'm
not really sure if my shirt's showing enough cleavage, though.
It's not. It could
way
more.
Holy crap.
Look, Jesus.
Turn the camera on, you fucking fag lover. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you?
Oh, there we go.
So the girls are coming out, literally, and so now Decaf couldn't even wait till the show was over. He had to get the pictures in now.
No, it was shit. Beautiful.
All right, so Lauren, we've got you here on mic with us.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about your spread for the calendar.
Oh, it was so much fun. I've really never done any pinup stuff before, or the style of modeling before. It was fun, though.
So what kind of modeling do you usually do?
Please say porn.
No. I do have two brothers. They monitor my modeling, so I can't do anything too extreme.
Otherwise, they find you on the internet and panic.
Okay, so what have you done then?
I've done a lot of runway. I actually worked a lot with Jesse before.
Okay.
That's how we met, like, I think 4 years ago. Yeah. And worked on a television show with her, and...
And she was fabulous.
She was my savior. It was insanity.
What television show is that?
It's called Destination X.
Oh, okay.
And it's basically five girls, and we went to Hawaii for 10 days. And
you drank a lot of sake?
Drank a lot of sake at night, yeah. We went to some little bars there, but did extreme sports, so that was cool.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, what kind of extreme sports?
Skydiving and what else did we do? Going on Zodiac boats and rock climbing and horseback riding, which isn't that extreme, but that's cool.
So,
Lester Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, well, what was your favorite thing to do on the show?
I'd say skydiving. I've been a lot before, so.
Oh, so you've had, how many dives you have?
Oh, 12 now.
Oh, that's cool. So you can go on, you can jump on your own now, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That is very cool.
Without some strange guy strapped to your back?
Oh, my God. Talk about gay. My dad won't go because they are, seriously, they're up your butt.
Oh, yeah. Wow. With all the harnesses and shit holding you tight.
Oh, man.
My cousin went skydiving, and the problem is he's like 6'5", and the guy who was skydiving with him was like 5'10".
Oh, my God. Couldn't see.
Oh, yeah, and when they tell you to roll out of the plane, my cousin's got he's got a long history of kung fu, so he does literally a kung fu roll out of the plane. So he's flipping through midair. Guys, they're tall. They're, you know, they're falling, and when he finally pulls the chute, my cousin's not prepared. His head goes back and just smashes the guy right in the face.
Oh,
yeah,
blood everywhere. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
So you did the skydiving. What other sports did you do on the show?
On the show, we did rock climbing.
Okay. Did you like that,
cool.
or was
yeah,
that...
Yeah, I do that out here at Red Rock.
Oh, really?
So it's pretty neat. It's neat
now,
to do in Hawaii.
Murph, you've done rock climbing
actually,
or wall climbing?
A little bit of both. I prefer...
Do you see the cleavage? The beautiful blonde in front of you?
The blonde. I got the brunette. I got Jesse in the back. I am fucking losing my mind.
Yeah. And genocide, who will kill you?
Oh, I know.
Small fee.
She's hot and
sexy. We got a dollar.
In a scary sort of way. Isn't it fucking great?
It is.
No, yeah, I've done... Yeah, I've done some. I mean, I'm not terrific or anything.
I'm done, guys. I can't even fucking think it.
I must say, for a heterosexual female, I'm fucking fabulous for
you
hot women in my calendar.
Fucking
yes,
awesome.
Awesome. Because we are secretly gay. We know you're secretly gay. All right.
She's
so,
secretly gay?
Now,
oh, no. She
oh, really?
Loves
you
the
got
cock.
Dirt? Oh.
She loves the cock. She's a cockatarian. She lives solely on cock. Absolutely.
Actually, earlier, right before the show, she was saying how she got a bunch of cock last week.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, she imported that cock.
Import.
Is the best way to do, you know.
Mail order cock. Got it.
Who wants to actually hang out with them? Jesus Christ, not me.
Was it dark and lovely? Was it dark and lovely?
I don't know. I'm assuming since the lights were out, probably.
I think Ginger's terrified of large black cock. I think that's my my personal feeling.
She's terrified.
So you've
She's
done
terrified of it.
Let's get back to our interview.
Oh, sorry.
Aww. Jesus.
Are you terrified of large black cock? You said bring it back, right? I mean, I was.
Oh,
it's
my.
Called a segue. You're not terrified of large black cock, are you?
I don't know. Oh. I've never had the experience before.
You've been missing the fuck out.
Gotta love your white girl song. Is that a real song, or were you just making that up on the fly? The white girl song you were singing with that.
Oh, no, I just made that shit up on the fly. Oh,
okay.
We need to record that and fucking make an album.
So you've done other modeling, TV, TV shows, extreme sports. Mm-hmm. How did you do in the TV show? Because it was a contest show? It was like a reality show?
No, not a contest. Okay. It's basically like Wild on E! Minus the partying and the good directing.
Drunk
and the makeup was good, but everything else sucked.
Wait, Lauren, hold on. We're lost.
We're
in the middle of the beach. Oh, look.
Oh, my
There's
gosh.
There's a bunch of sports clothing.
What?
With gear.
Okay, this just sounds like a really bad porn.
I'm sorry.
It could have easily been.
Easily.
Oh, yes.
Easily.
Yes.
Depends on how much sake or...
So what other projects, jobs, TV shows, modeling? You got Runway, the TV show.
Yeah, Runway.
What else?
Just Runway and print, really.
Oh, okay.
So what do you really want to do? Other than being, of course, next year's calendar.
I have no idea. Ask me next year.
Should
have
said
no,
large
you
black
have no,
cock.
You have
that
no
been
dream jobs or no, no nothing
I
you absolutely want to do.
I do. I'm actually going to London mid-March to do, trying to do some theater there. I'm going to be doing a monologue series called Sex, Relationships, and Sometimes Love. A stage show in London. So
very
that'll
cool.
be fun.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And how long is that going to run? Is that?
It's only 2 weeks there. It's in LA right now.
Okay.
Can you say that word sex again?
$20.
Just say sex.
Some tells me genocide is the pimp of the whole show. Okay.
One more time. We're here.
No,
just
she's,
say sex.
She's me. Hear. Wait. Okay. I'm Madame Ginger Muerte,
yes.
But she's like my. She's my rad friend that'll kick everybody's ass.
Nice.
The enforcer
she's Ginger's
with
top.
Tits.
The enforcer with tits. All right.
Just say sex one more time.
Isn't that exactly what we call you, Decaf?
Decaf's the enforcer with tits for here.
Yes.
Right, baby.
Man boobs.
Now, we've got the calendar. Where's the calendar at? We've got
right
the calendar.
It was here.
What
now
do you mean you only have one copy? Each and every one of you should have
oh,
one.
Oh, we all have ours at home, but mine smells like bleach. And
apparently, no, you didn't
wait,
each buy
wait,
one.
You bought one?
No, you gave us each one.
Yeah.
So don't worry. I'll be buying some soon. What we're going to do here is over the next couple of, hopefully next couple of weeks and months, we're going to have all of the girls from the calendar in. And we're going to have them, as many as possible. We're going to have each of you sign the calendar.
I want August,
and
then January, and February,
at the
and
very
March.
End of all of this, we're going to actually give the total autograph calendar away
nice.
To one of our listeners. So, Lauren, if we could have you, here's a Sharpie there. If we could just have you sign that.
The thing that's kind of a bummer is January's over.
I know, it sucks, doesn't
it? See it.
Let's rewind a month.
It'll always be January for us then.
Yeah, no shit.
She's signing
awesome.
It. Thank you.
She has signed
much.
It. Now wait, we need you to keep this because there's one other thing we have to do. This
yes.
is Chief's last night.
Show.
Oh,
yeah,
it
and
is.
We're gonna miss him. So if you could just go over there and sign that big bald head of his, that'd be
no, no, no,
yeah,
no,
that's,
no, no.
That's the
you
bit
can
for tonight.
Sign the calendar.
No, see,
hang on, I'll hold
the woman,
down.
Yeah,
oh,
go
no.
ahead. Yeah, Chief, that's the thing for tonight. Your big chrome dome is being autographed by each of the girls. That's your going away present from all of us. Now make sure you get as close to him as possible.
You do realize that's permanent marker, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have to go to like professional interviews in the next couple days.
That's what hats are
sucks
for.
Sucks to be you, dude.
Hats. Suck
Ooh,
it up.
Brillo pads.
You should have grown your hair out, dumb
sure.
shit.
I
How you going
care.
To professional interviews? You ain't got no fucking job in Romania.
Do mud huts really need a resume?
You ain't lying.
I have several years experience playing in dirt. I also have eaten dirt.
I'm not afraid to get my hands in something that looks like poo.
And I could throw a rock like a motherfucker.
Thank
awesome.
You
very
oh,
much.
Very much.
Holy cow.
I'm going to have to go to the bathroom soon.
Why? Are you
rub
gonna
one
rub
out?
One out?
Yeah.
Yep. Figures. When his hands smell like bleach later, we know why.
Ew.
I keep using the bleach line. I really should switch to the map of Hawaii one. That is a more favorite of
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, but the bleach one rolls a little quicker than the map of Hawaii. Then you might confuse people in the map of Hawaii.
Yeah, but not everybody knows what jism smells like.
Jisms.
True. So, all right.
How can you not know
it smells like a soft
what
boiled
jism
egg.
Smells like?
Simple. We deposit it in you and we're done with it.
Oh,
you fucking liar. You know you lick the shit when you're done.
Snowballing.
You know, of all the fetishes that I could potentially be open to, that is the one that I want absolutely fucking nothing to do with.
What about you? What
so,
about you?
So you're okay with poo then? I mean,
you know, accidental poo.
Actually, yes, he is.
Accidental poo, I mean, it happens, but I'm not like laying underneath the glass table going, shit on this.
Are you a poo eater?
I'm not a poo eater.
You're a poo eater, aren't you?
That
I
motherfucker,
knew it.
That
no,
motherfucker
like,
grabs with his teeth and pulls the shit out.
You know, I did water sports. I'm just generally not a fan of poo. No, but the one that gnarls, I mean, that gnarls me out more than anything is snowballing. It just
snowballing.
Like even the electric one, like putting the thing in the fucking cockhole and fucking hooking it up to a car battery. I mean, I can see where someone could potentially have something to do with that. But
sucking on your own jizz.
All right, what, you know what? The other model's done. Why don't we get the other model in here?
Where is she?
Miss Cassandra.
Cassandra, where are you?
Okay, she's finishing in there.
She's finishing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So every model is going to sign my head?
Yes. All of them.
All of them.
Now, Miss Genocide, you are back there, and you've been brutal the entire fucking night. It has been fantastic.
Holy shit. I mean,
oh,
that is beautiful.
That is a great way to steal the spotlight. Now,
no doubt.
You are a fire eater.
And a fire breather.
Fire breather,
mm-hmm. Fire eater. How long have you been doing that?
I actually just did the math earlier. I think it was at the beginning of 97. So now, a long goddamn time.
How in the fuck do you get involved in something like that?
I used to be a body piercer and in all kinds of weird shit. And I've always been a total pyro. So I saw a sideshow doing their thing and asked them to teach me how to breathe fire, and they wouldn't do it until I learned all the tricks. So in the course of that, I had to learn how to eat light bulbs, walk in a bed of broken glass, stick a 10-penny nail into my face with a hammer. And
up your nose? Like in the nose? Or
yeah, it goes straight back. It's not up the nose. It's actually straight back into the face. Yeah. And then only after I'd mastered all that would they teach me the one thing I really wanted to know, which was the fire breathing.
I get a fucking paper cut. I'm done for an hour. I'm like... fucking putting nails fucking head. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know it's a played out radio bit, but I would love to have you in one night and have you put a nail through your face. That'd be fucking awesome.
Well, $20.
Everybody has their price.
It'd be nice to see you put a nail through your face, Murphy.
Yeah. Teach him the trick.
Yeah, my nose is all fucked up. I don't think I need any more.
Yeah. Might help you sleep better.
Actually, with your fucking nail, your nose, we'd have to get a longer nail.
Yeah, you have to get a fucking railroad spike to jam it through this fucking thing. I don't hear the ladies complaining, though. So, now you are in the calendar as well, correct?
I am.
And tell everyone which month you're in.
In April. I am the, imagine this, the one breathing fire.
Now let's
take a look at April there.
Let's pull April out here.
By the way, if you're interested in these calendars, you can go to myspace.com/luckybetties or spankwagon.net, and it's right there. Nice big banner advertisement on the main page and off to the left hand side.
Can I say that out loud?
Everyone has to buy these calendars.
Lucha Libre mask. Lauren is in this too. She's in one of the Lucha Libre masks.
Oh really?
That's awesome.
The
cool thing when we were shooting that that April shot was we were out in this. I don't know, kind of hee-haw area where they got a lot of open space.
Hee-haw
and we've got, you know, guys on stilts, girl breathing fire. We've got a girl in a freaking pink unicorn Lucha Libre mask, and the neighbors come over. And they're insisting, well, I think you're on my property. You know, what are you doing over there? And the guy's like, you know, you into the occult? What are you doing? So, you know, we asked him if he wanted to join, and that was that. But with all those people just out in the middle of a dirt lot, you know, and then the neighbors came over, it was pretty goddamn exciting.
Nice. Awesome.
They wanted to, they were like trying to get you out of there. And what after you offered to say, hey, why don't you just join us? What'd they say?
Well, we asked them if they wanted to join our cult.
Oh, okay.
Thing, like, you know.
Did they think you were Mormons?
They eventually left. They were fine with it. We were like, oh, we're almost done. Get out. You know, it was fine.
Get the fuck out.
Oh, okay, now we got a little hottie switch going on here.
From one hottie to another, I love my job. Love my job.
Oh, my God. I may pass the fuck out.
So my eye, this waist cincher's a little tight.
A little tight? Jesus Christ.
Just a little bit.
As opposed to those really baggy corsets that she's always wearing. I mean, come on.
She's like 36-7-36. It's fucking awesome.
I think we can make it a 6.
Yeah, do you?
So somebody tug on.
Look, I don't know actual numbers. I'm just coming up with shit. So you can give me the fucking crazy
really
look
bad.
Later.
Sorry.
I think the emphasis was where it needed to be. Thank you. Fucking Christ. All right, so. Holy crap.
Ah, yeah.
Look at that. I fucking turn around. She sneaks me.
Wow.
You earned it, though. So, you
I
know,
did.
You can't
I worked
complain.
This.
You earned
this.
It.
Why are you talking to me?
What? I said you earned it. That's all.
Why are you talking to me?
You should be talking to me.
Okay,
I personally
everything over here.
I personally like my head signed.
You'll get your skull signed.
Damn it.
I'd watch out for his tongue when you do that, okay? Exactly.
10 minutes.
Okay, so.
10 minutes. $20.
Right. Tell the nice people listening your name.
Chandra. Miss August.
Oof. She is fucking hot.
I think you're going to melt down over there, Decaf.
I'm going to pass the fuck out right now.
Are you going to the party tonight?
I don't think he's gonna make it.
Like, this is coming to see your
ass. I don't know.
I forget to tell you.
You dress like a fucking white guy all the time.
Big Daddy Decaf, you do look really nice tonight. Thank you for dressing up.
See that?
Even though you're going to a punk bar.
Hey, even better.
All right.
So, Chandra, tell everybody who you are.
I'm Miss August.
Woo!
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right, Miss August.
Is this the first time you've seen a girl?
In a long, long time, actually.
This is the first time he's seen a white girl that he just wants to destroy from the vagina down.
This is the longest time that I haven't seen a girl look just like you. I've been asking for you for three months.
He has.
And then you're here today, and I'm about to pass the fuck out. So I'm going to pass the fuck out. Thank you.
His head bounces off.
All the blood is rushed from the upper part of his body.
So, I have that effect on guys.
Chandra, now you, again, you're a model. What kind of modeling have you done other than this fabulous calendar?
Mostly just pinup work, and really I only do it as a hobby.
Where? Which
one? This is a hobby?
This is a hobby?
What magazine? What website? Where?
Wow.
AKA, where can he give his credit card?
Pretty much just MySpace. And that's free.
That is awesome. So you've done some pinup work. You've done just fun stuff.
Yeah.
So why is it just a hobby? Why don't you want to do this for really reals?
Well, there's not really that much money to be made in pinup modeling, and only a small fraction of the girls that
are blind.
Only a small fraction of girls that do it get money. Mostly it's just trade for print or, you know, for fun.
Okay.
Maybe some clothes sometimes if you do clothing companies, stuff like that.
We don't need no clothes.
I got to agree with Decaf.
I never turned down free shit.
Now, you... I'm okay. She should have warned you beforehand. You are packing an amazing set of tits.
Thanks, I know.
And see, you were afraid I was going to offend somebody.
I'm always afraid you're going to offend somebody.
9 times out of 10, you do.
Yeah, and
it's his haircut.
So, wow. Okay, now.
Are they distracting you? Should I put on another shirt?
Please, God, no.
No. If they're distracting him, we get rid of him, not you.
No, you can put on the sweater. I'll still be drooling.
We call them sweater kittens for a reason. Now, so this is just a hobby. How long have you had this hobby then?
Probably since August of last year.
Yes.
August of last year.
So recently. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who talked you into starting this hobby?
Well, about a year... Probably a year and a half ago or something, my ex owned a hot rod shop and he needed an ad for the magazine, and I was kind of the last minute stand-in because he couldn't find anyone else. So
how the fuck are you last minute?
That's what I said.
Thank you.
Which is why he's the ex.
So I did that for him and then didn't really think anything else of it. And then when we broke up earlier this year, then I was like, oh, you know, that was fun. I think I'll...
You broke up with him and he broke up with you.
He broke up with me.
The motherfucker is blind.
Was his name Tech Pepsi?
No. But it was a good thing because I found out he was cheating on me the whole time.
The bastard.
Okay, wait. How could he be cheating on anybody, on you, with anybody else?
Oh, that's sweet.
Got the complete package right here.
Seriously.
Oh my God, what the hell is wrong with this?
The package is overflowing.
It's spilling out.
No, but that amazes me. It's like, what kind of an idiot is this guy?
He's a pretty big idiot.
Was he sleeping with the fucking cars? I mean.
No.
So are you single now or are you dating somebody?
I'm single. 9 months and counting.
Oh.
Me. I noticed how everybody starts taking off their wedding ring.
Unfortunately, you've got four completely married guys here.
My wife is right there.
That's unfortunate.
For my wife, apparently. Honey, I'll see you sometime in February.
I got my first offer today for someone to be my sugar daddy, though.
Welcome
to
Vegas.
That's nice.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
So you actually considered it for 10, 15
Come on.
No, he was about 6 inches shorter than me, bald and really old, but he said he'd fly me to New York and take care of me.
Dude, you don't have to put out. Go for it.
I have a Toyota Corolla.
He probably just wants to talk to you.
My car's better than yours, sorry.
Now, since you are single, when we do our dating game show here, would you be willing to come in and maybe pick a guy out of whatever dredge of humanity we can pull into the studio?
Depending on who you get
it's
in
for
there,
a good cause.
Which is what?
Getting laid.
Really? Our humor.
Oh, so the girls have to put
out
if they get the call.
Oh, no. But, yeah. No. But Ginger can tell you, some of the guys that we've tried to pull in, such as John, they're not that bad.
No, John from Take, yeah.
Yeah, we know some band guys.
Oh, really?
Sweet. Yeah, actually, we do. We know a couple of band guys. So great.
I know some band guys, too.
I know Marlon's dying to come back in. Holy shit. Now, Shannon, if we can just have you sign your calendar here. Again, this is...
You know what? This is why I sit on this side of the table. It's beautiful.
Could just stop objectifying her, please.
No,
again,
I can't.
We are going to be giving this calendar away sometime soon for all of our lucky listeners. You have a chance to win this. Oh, that is awesome. We got it personalized. Fantastic. And now if you could just go sign the big idiot's head.
Really?
Yes, please.
Please go sign the big idiot's head.
Where are you going?
Sorry, DK.
Okay, so
wait, which one was that?
That'd be the. Look, okay, take a look at the two. Which one is the black Sharpie going to show up on?
It's got a point.
So, yeah, we are signing your skull tonight. That is great.
When did you guys decide you were going to do this?
I think I figured out
why they're having your head signed, because the girls have to get up and walk in these ridiculous shoes and really tight outfits to come over there. So. They get to watch the girls walk by.
Hey, could you quit blowing up my spot, please?
Sorry, dude.
No, she's fabulous. She can do whatever she wants. Mm.
Wow.
Although, I will have to say this. If I ever need a new co-host because you suck, I want her. I'll even pay.
Dude, I'm ready.
I will leave.
$20.
I would leave the show so she can be...
I'll go be producer boy. Seriously. Fucking as long as I can sit here. After last week, I don't think I belong anywhere near a fucking microphone. Jesus
All right,
Christ.
So you have this is like your second modeling gig or third, fourth? What is this? I mean, because you said you just started recently, so how, you know,
no,
what
else
have you done?
No, I did it pretty steadily for two or 3 months and then kind of took a break the last couple months.
Best gig so far, aside from the calendar?
I don't know. There's been a lot of good ones.
Give us an example. Tell
us something.
Our listeners, our podcast listeners, you know, they want to know these things.
Even the gig, I think you're awesome.
Yeah.
Because I am. One of my other Vegas trips, I came up here and we got to go around the strip and took pictures around there. That was cool. And then we tried to do Fremont Street, but it was like 3 a.m. by the time we got out there and we were trying to do lingerie shots. And
So you saw me stumbling drunk.
The drunken idiots came out in full force. Uh-huh. So we waited till there was no crowd around and then we you know, kind of stripped down and got against the backdrop.
Damn.
And the second we did that, out of nowhere, this whole crowd of guys came out and they started saying stuff like, "Well, how much do I owe you?" and all this, and so we called it off. But
white boys,
that was fun.
White guys,
frat boys, frat boys.
See, fuck off! You can't play the race card on that one, ass wipe.
Frat boys, you know, stupid shit like that.
Idiots, yeah.
Wow,
I think we were there.
Probably.
Well, you were
there. I was there. Yeah,
I was huddled over in the corner with a bottle of Lubriderm. Who are we kidding? Holy shit.
Use the whole bottle.
So that was fun, yeah.
All right, very cool.
That is awesome.
Well, let's ask the worst, and we've asked the best. Let's ask the worst. That one gig, you said, fuck it,
and you
done.
Just wanted to walk off, even if you did.
That's never really happened to me.
Of course not, because everyone is not fucking blind.
Mostly I've met a lot of really cool people through it, photographers, other models, just friends now.
Are we cool people?
You'll do.
Oh. Nothing like second best.
Makes me love you more.
Guys like a challenge, right?
Yeah. Oh, love it.
Wow. So, okay, on the calendar shoot, how was the shoot itself?
The shoot was awesome. It was really, really cold. You can't tell from the picture. It looks like sunny August, but it was freezing. How cold was it, Ginger?
Wide?
No, it's a cool house.
In August? Okay.
No, it was in December.
It was in the 30s or 40s, wasn't it? It was ridiculous cold. Yeah. And we were in North Durango area.
Oh, so wide was, open spaces.
Yeah, even colder.
That's why
so,
she's
perky.
Oh, shit, there's a background. Fuck, I've never been saw. Oh,
so I had a blanket wrapped around me the whole time, and then I had to like throw off the blanket and take the picture. And we had a little problem with the dog not cooperating. I think the photographer was more excited when he got the dog. He's like, "The dog looks perfect." I'm like, "Great, how do I look?" Like, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're there. What?
Ask
yeah.
To feed my ego, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's another use for the dog flamethrower idea. From
exactly. Uh-huh.
Dogs. You're not throwing my dog.
Oh, it's your
dog. That's
your
dog. So your dog's a little prima donna bitch. Got
Look
it.
At them. You know why they make dogs that small, right? Why?
Football.
So you can kick them further.
There you go.
Fuck my dog. Shut up.
I agree. I have two big dogs, but Miho's pretty cool.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a black lab and a pit bull whippet mix.
Damn. Fuck. That's a security force in itself.
Yeah, they don't let anyone come near my
Decaf,
house.
Decaf, you lose.
Yeah, no. You got nigga security on that.
All you need now is to mount a fire hose out front, and you're going to keep him away for the rest of his life.
But it was cool. I got to meet Ginger and stay at her place, and now I've been crashing on her couch for the last week, so really? I'm sure she's sick of me by now.
I think that explains the lack of text messages I've got from her lately.
I don't know. I keep getting the text spam for Valentine's Day, and I get the text spams today, so.
No, nobody text spams like Jessie.
No.
I know. She's all over it.
You know, and that's just it. It's like you feel like, oh, she's thinking of me, and you realize, wait, she's thinking of 350 other people.
But you know what's even better? Being her friend and being friends with her friends is that you get one, and then about 20 minutes later,
you get like a billion.
She decides she's going to send it on, and then her friends decide they're going to send it on, so you get the same stupid fucking messages six times one day. Horseshit.
And meanwhile, your cell phone bill is $1,000.
Yeah, because you got all these text messages.
Yeah. Thanks, Jesse. I really needed a little rose.
Why do I feel my timer on the show coming to an end quickly?
You know, very quick.
Wow. So, in the calendar, other than yours, which one's your favorite shoot?
Say January. We need to give January more love.
Yes. Oh, I love January's, and I was there for that, so that was cool.
That is a fucking awesome shot, isn't it?
And I really love June. Lucy's.
Angela. Yeah, we had Lucy in here decorating Chief up for Christmas. So.
Yes.
And the best thing, actually, a Lucy story that I don't know if we shared. Her and, no, just she went with us out that night.
Yeah, we had to get some food.
We all kind of hang out. Now, over on Fremont Street, they had Santa Claus and all this stuff. And she was in a little reindeer outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And when she went to go sit down on the Santa's lap, you could not wipe the smile off the Santa's face.
That was one happy old little fucker, dude.
That was one jolly fucking elf. And then when she went to go sign to do all the pay or whatever it is for the photograph, she had to bend over. What happened to you? Every frat boy on Fremont Street.
Remember the little kid?
The little kid.
The little boy was in love. He was like, God.
That's the best piece of ass he's seen in like all 10 years of his life.
They have a bunch of like Japanese guys walking around like, oh, shit. There were like flash bulbs everywhere.
There were like eight guys next to me, all their camera phones out, snapping shots of her ass. I was like, fuck, you guys beat me to it.
Kids are starting young now. I was in the grocery store yesterday in the magazine section, and like three little 10-year-olds came up and grabbed FHM stuff and Maxim and like went in the corner and were looking at all the pictures, and then they saw me looking at them, they threw them back.
So they had the immediate guilt. God, a real girl. Macho.
Oops, this is the wrong magazine.
I meant to get Boys Life. Cub Scouting America.
Where's that issue of Highlights I was looking for?
I'm also in the April group shot too. Right there.
Everybody's in April?
Pretty much, yeah.
That is an awesome shot. I do dig that.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. Who's the dude on the stilts, or is that a chick?
There's two dudes on the stilts.
There's two of them. There and that guy in the background.
And who are they?
Ginger's friends.
They're the Atomic Zombie. Atomic Zombie. TheAtomicZombie.com. Eric and Josh, maybe?
Ginger, you know some weird people. I got to tell you, sweetie. I love you to death, but holy cow.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
Remember she's saying she knows some weird fucking people.
Uh-huh.
And you're one of them.
Remember, she knew me, too, when she first came with the show.
You know what, though? I have to laugh, because since we've had Ginger as a co-host, you know, all the eclectic as hell people, we're the most boring fuckers in the world compared to everyone else.
We had the cannibalism fetish model. Yeah.
It's your haircuts. You know, I mean, that's... Oh.
I can't really change this too much.
Shit, you guys all have matching haircuts. I'm sorry.
What?
What?
I got hair. I just didn't do anything.
Look,
I got hair, damn it.
I used to be cool.
Bald. I ain't fucking bald.
His hair used to be blue. I don't know if that helps.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for an office job, the hair would be down to my shoulders or longer. So,
when I met Murphy, his hair was blue. Then it was
bright
green.
Fucking blue.
Then it was green.
It was green, and then it went back to the blue. Yeah.
It was pink, and then he had little ponies and unicorns.
The ponies were hard to glue in there.
So, pink hair and cowboy boots.
One time it was
a faggot. Faggot, I smell a faggot in the studio.
Takes one to know one, right?
I can talk to a white girl without her calling the police.
Wait. You just got played by your dream girl.
I don't give a fuck. She call me if you want
to
call
Decaf,
me.
Maybe you need to cross your legs to get rid of the smell. If that's the bag is smelling, you know what I mean?
Dang. Wow.
She's like a sniper back there, man. She's just picking us off at a distance.
Headshot.
Gone. Gone. Oh, my
Holy
God.
Shit.
I think Decaf's on fire right now.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm still.
He doesn't care. He's happy.
That wasn't actually a real sentence you just said, by the way.
He just stumbles through life most of the time. Yeah.
This dude's a librarian, and he's getting his grammar corrected by a model. That's awesome.
I'm not a librarian. I'm a IT
fuck that. You're the
that works at the library.
Fuck
district.
That. You are the ultimate minority. You're a male librarian, and you're black, okay? You're the ultimate minority.
And in that job, gay. You're straight.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So, guys, again, that is myspace.com/LuckyBetties. Buy the calendar, goddammit. Trust me, it's fucking hot.
And I'm about to cross my legs right
officially
now.
Officially banned. Yeah. Officially banned in Romania.
Officially banned in Romania.
You got to put
that
as a tagline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jess, you got to put that as a tagline on the website.
So hot is banned in Romania.
Officially banned in Romania.
More importantly, you need to come out to the bunkhouse tonight and get the calendar signed by all the girls.
And that's out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah. Does anybody have an address or a way to get there?
124 South 11th Street between Fremont and Carson.
There you go. So everybody has to go out.
Get your head sign.
Yeah, and of course, get your head sign, yeah. And if you're not able to do that, of course, because it is here in Las Vegas, and you're, well, I know we got some of our Brits on tonight. We got people in our Midwest, East Coast.
You guys are missing out.
Yes. You need to go to myspace.com/LuckyBetties, be their friend, and buy their calendar. Because this is an awesome calendar that Jessie worked her ass off to put together. In a really short amount of time, actually.
Yeah, she did
incredibly short.
Not only that, but if you really look at the other calendars that are out on the market, in this style of the vintagey, pin-up-y, burlesque-y, or even just regular calendars in general, this thing's freaking amazing. It's totally professional. The photography's awesome. The girls are just insanely hot. It's good.
You know what I like the best about the calendar, though, is it's made...
My fire?
Of
my
course.
Fire.
Your fire?
It's my fire.
Yes. Fuego.
Yeah. Don't kill me.
$20
to not kill me or to kill me.
Well, either way, you know.
Fuck. I got to go to an ATM, guys. I'll be right back.
No shit. It is a fucking awesome calendar.
But you know what? It's not poser. That's what I like
no,
the best.
It's not.
The fact that it's not fucking poser. Because you look at all these calendars. I mean, you can go to the fucking mall in those calendar shops, and they have stuff similar. It's all poser.
Fucking all the SI shit. And you know what I like too is like the girls. They're like real girls. They're not all like fucking.
And they're
going to
kill me for
$20
fucking dollars.
Yeah, no shit. I mean. Fucking, I love the tattoos. Those are fucking rocking. I'm just
that,
so digging
on that airbrushed. Bullshit.
I know. Seriously, girls with fucking curves and shit. And, you know, there's this great, all the way at the very end, there is a great shot of our own
you
Ginger.
Know what? Yeah, awesome. We know what you do with a calendar. So, great.
Why do you think we made it super glossy? So nothing sticks together.
Actually, yes. The it's not a month. It's the last page on the calendar, but it's our very own Ginger.
Looking hot.
Looking gorgeous.
So incredibly hot. Yes.
With the last boyfriend's skull in her hand.
How many times, when I first saw your picture in the calendar, how many times did I look at you and then the calendar that looked at you and didn't look at the calendar?
I was just... Hold on. I was avoiding that because it scared me.
Now, we have to point something out here, and I don't think we mentioned this yet in the show, but Ginger is horrible at time, apparently, and she was running super fucking late today. So all throughout the show, she has been actually prepping for tonight's deal at the bunkhouse by doing everybody's makeup and some hair and
are you
just
gonna let
everything.
Are you going to let her do your makeup?
I'm ugly. There's no helping me.
She might be able to.
There's no fucking.
She's got some stucco and some spackle.
Yeah,
that's
all right.
She's got
a blowtorch. She's got a blowtorch on her.
I would be completely enamored.
I have the mortician's wax in the car.
Perfect, because if you could give me a chin, I would love to have a chin again. It'd be the best thing ever.
You've got a chin.
It's hidden
got,
under
you
the.
You got two of them.
He's got like eight of them. He's trying to figure out which one's the primary.
I want my primary chin back. I want to have a jawline instead of this neck globule thing.
Jin, do you have a brush over there that can take 60 pounds off of him?
That's what Photoshop's for.
Yes.
And the crack cocaine.
Ooh.
I have meth and I have the cleanest house in the neighborhood.
Lee Harvey Oswald back there just picking people off.
Seriously.
Man, just back to the left and shit. All
right. So let's see. What else do we got going on? Because we got we were going to have a photographer. What happened to the photographer again? No show?
He spontaneously combusted, apparently.
He's like, it's fucking radio.
I'm
I deal in pictures.
Combust.
There was too much vagina in the room for him, and I just couldn't deal.
Oh.
Some well, men, since he's not here, I guess we can talk shit. Apparently, all photographers are gay, right? I mean, I'm assuming.
Chris is Murphy's taking a picture. That qualifies him, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Any guy with a camera phone's a photographer nowadays. It's the best.
Everybody with a camera phone's a MySpace photographer.
Yeah.
You know, because as long
the
as
the bathroom shot.
Exactly. Who needs friends when you have a mirror?
Dude, what is it with that fucking prerequisite bathroom shot that everybody has
shit?
To fucking
You know
take?
What I mean? Really? Does anybody really want to see what you look like twice in the same picture? Who gives a shit? Oh my God. It should be outlawed.
You know what I've noticed too is a lot more girls are taking the shots from up top, like the way up
oh,
high
yeah.
shots.
You know why?
Because you get all cleavage and no gut.
And it makes them look skinnier.
Mm-hmm. Somehow and we have fucking dead air. How the hell did we pull that off on this show tonight?
Cricket.
Jesus Christ.
I've been drooling.
Okay,
everybody was crazy.
You've done any talking.
How does that happen tonight?
Yeah. God, no.
Distractions.
Sorry, I'm wiping the drool.
We've got fucking Hottie Obama in here.
Yeah, no, three.
Four. No, I drunk. How was water? You never see me drink jerked? Much water.
You jerked what? Know,
you're drunk?
You said jerked. You jerked what?
I jerked it twice.
Wow.
That's not water. He's jerked off so many times in the last 2 hours that it's coming out clear.
There's nothing left.
You're pretty fast, huh?
Oh, shit.
Snowballing. You want to gargle it?
See, that's the difference between you and me. My sperm count's so high, my wife has to chew.
Wow.
Look at that. I just fucking killed the room with that one, didn't I?
Oh, my God.
I think everybody's just really uncomfortable right now.
I know.
Oh, I'm very fucking comfortable.
Hot women, and you're still talking about your fucking dick.
I know.
God,
I have
it.
To piss like nothing else.
Go.
Okay.
Well,
please.
We know you aren't pissing. That's a thing. Jeez. He's like, we'll hear this. I'll be done in a minute, guys. Oh, we're bringing him back in another model. Ginger's going to lose her assistant.
Yes.
I think... I can't talk.
Next week's show is going to be pretty boring compared to this one, huh?
Every show is going to be boring from here on out. We've been doing this 7 years. This is the best thing ever.
You girls will be gone. I'll be gone. It's going to be
Oh,
horrible.
No, that's a good... Oh, wait.
Yeah, well...
We'll miss our news guy, that's for sure.
Yeah, well,
because,
you know, I had all this news, and really, I mean, there's been more important things.
Way more.
We are the news.
Welcome back to the mic.
Thank you.
All right, let's turn you up, because you're very quiet.
Can you say sex again?
No.
She's been on TV, dude. She doesn't want to answer your petty requests. So, and she's been taking all the photographs tonight in the studio.
The starving can beg.
So you guys, okay. I'm just distracted.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I can't talk either.
I've been so quiet because you guys are just kind of all
crazy. Well, you talk because you haven't said shit. This is your last show.
It is, but... Yeah.
Tell people what you're going to be doing next week this time.
This time next week, we'll probably be in Romania. Yeah, we'll be in Ploiești learning Romanian. Taught to us by Romanians.
Nice. How does your wife feel about moving to Romania?
Actually, it was her idea.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
To do Peace Corps.
Yeah, we're going to the Peace Corps. Yeah. As much shit as everybody gives us, you know, we're actually going to try to do a little bit of good out there. You know, we're going to try to clean up some environmental messes, try to clean up some social messes.
How long are you going to be out there?
27 months.
So
a little
almost,
over 2 years.
Just a little over 2 years in Romania.
Yes.
Why
in
did
Romania.
You pick Romania?
You know, out of a lot of places, could have been worse. Could have been Uzbekistan.
Where?
Turkmenistan. Durkistan.
God bless you.
Durka.
There's actually a lot of worse places we could have ended
Utah.
Up.
Utah.
Pahrump.
Pahrump.
That's cleaning up an environmental hazard.
No, if I were actually single, I wouldn't mind, you know, going to Africa, Latin America or something. But because
He's
I'm married.
Got jungle fever.
I'm just a little worried about safety for my wife, and so that's one of
what
my safer.
Guy.
Oh, we're trying to say that she ain't safe in Africa?
Oh,
oh shit.
Have you ever been to Africa?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Do we?
Fuck.
Yeah, no, they'd rape your ass.
Neither has Louis Farrakhan, but he still talks about
hey,
it, right?
You know. No, yeah, we're going out there. Just do something good. I'm going to miss the show. Yeah, I'm going to miss you know, the beautiful
the
women
safe.
That you guys always have.
Are you going to miss Vegas?
Believe it or not, yeah.
Safe, you will miss Vegas.
I got a little tear in my eye when I moved out of my apartment officially today.
Oh.
Yeah.
So where are you living? At your parents' house?
Yeah, at my parents' house.
Figures.
Yeah.
That's hot.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you should meet his parents.
Yeah.
Wow.
If anybody's ever seen the show Dharma and Greg, you know, Dharma's parents, those are my parents.
Oh, nice.
My dad is completely stoned out 24/7.
His dad can outsmoke this everybody in the studio.
Yeah. And still have some left
yes,
over. Yes,
it could outsmoke you, studio troll. He's got like 70 years experience, and he's only 71.
What the fuck did I just hear? The fuck
that's
was
the,
that?
That's the studio troll.
That's our studio troll and the engineer for the next show.
Yeah, come on in.
You're missing all the fun.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, she does just fucking yell. All right, yeah. Well, studio troll can stay out there. We're having too much fun
but
here.
Believe it or not, anybody can join the Peace Corps as long as you have a college degree.
So and, wait, you need to have a college?
18. Yes.
You need to have a college degree to go to Peace Corps.
Yeah.
So it's not an escape from anything.
No, no. It's not like the movie Volunteers with Tom Hanks and John Candy.
You have to have a college degree?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Sorry, GEDs.
But if you don't have any legs or, you know, if you're missing an arm or something, that's cool. But better make sure you got your economics 101.
Yeah. There you go.
Wow, you did really good in your English lit. come on down to Durkistan.
Hey, they accepted me, and I have a freaking philosophy degree. So, yeah.
That's because hey, careful.
Hey,
oh, you
I'm almost. Hey. I'm almost done with mine too.
Okay, he took it further though. He's a former Catholic priest.
I was never a priest.
He was a collar wearing priest.
You just got touched by one.
That
I slept with him at Disneyland.
Yeah,
that's how the story
that, altogether. Philosophy degree is going to come in real handy when those philosophy firms in town start hiring all new consultants. You'll be fucking set.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. I can think really deep thoughts about being broke all the time.
I just blow fireballs until somebody says, "Fine, take the fucking money and go."
I know. And the funny thing is, you're not the only fire eater that I've known in my life that is studying philosophy, which is really kind of bizarre.
But. So
there's
figure out why they do it.
Something deep and mental about fire eating.
Yeah, maybe.
Or
no,
just
it's wanting to go to law school and realizing that, you know, I might as well fucking be able to quote some completely useless shit and name guys that nobody can else even, you know, pronounce it. Why not?
Fucking name one.
Why not?
That's true.
Heidegger.
Heidegger. Husserl.
Oof.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Kant.
Oof.
Oh.
What the fuck did you just call me?
Yes.
Okay. The IQ.
Either way.
The IQ just went way too high. It's lost everyone else in this fucking studio. We're like.
Let's bring it back to the boobs.
Boobs.
Yeah, back
boobs.
To the titties. Good girl.
Yay for boobies.
Beautiful girls. Okay, so you're leaving on Sunday. Well, you're flying out.
We're
17-hour flight, you said.
Actually, we have 3 days in Philly.
Oh, Jesus.
And then we have a stopover.
There is where you're going to die.
It's Philly?
It's going to be fucking Philadelphia. The stench is going to kill you like that.
First thing I'm going to have is a cheesesteak, though. You know,
and then go to the Mutter Museum. They got the museum with all the fucked up medical oddities.
Oh,
like,
really?
The
okay, I got to see that.
Skulls with giant horns and
that's
shit. Sorry,
oh, sweet.
I digress.
Yeah, I got to see that stuff.
Okay.
But then it's a 14-hour flight to Frankfurt. And then we got a 4-hour layover.
Frankfurt, Kentucky?
Yes.
What?
What the fuck goes to Frankfurt, Kentucky?
Wow.
Stretching a little thin there. Keep going with the joke.
And then we take a plane into Bucharest.
Oh,
and then
Jesus.
We take a train up to Ploiești.
So,
kick ass.
Wait, what was the last place?
Huh? Bucharest.
Well, no, after Bucharest.
Ploiești?
Ploiești?
No, Ploiești.
Ploiești.
Yes.
How the fuck do you spell that? Does it have a fucking vowel?
Yeah, actually, P-L-O-S-T.
You can't even fucking. Where are we going?
There's like a T with a little squiggly thing underneath it. It's supposed to make that chia sound.
Yeah.
Really.
All right. Very cool. And then what exactly? Cause we tease you and say you're going to be building mud huts for prostitutes and shit, but what are you really going to be doing there?
I am going to be helping out women and minority groups.
Doing what?
I'm going to work on civil and equal rights, women in the workplace, networking between minority groups, giving them more of a voice in the legislature and things like that.
Again, doing what? I mean, you're giving them a voice.
I'm going to work for political action committees.
See, you're going to... Okay. So Peace Corps is sending over Americans to help other people ruin their government.
Well, we've been doing it since Bush was elected. Well,
true. Very true. But... Come on now. I mean, you're not really doing anything.
No, actually, a lot of my job.
You're going to be a fucking government page.
Hope not. No, actually, a lot of my job is actually to assess the needs of whatever community I'm in and work to, get government support for programs for women and orphans for minority groups, things like that.
Okay.
My wife is actually going to be doing the important stuff.
She's going to be doing the heavy lifting, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah. She's going to be.
Come on.
She's going to be cleaning up the environment. She's going to be.
Okay. How do you, who Mr. Workout way too damn much, you know, do all the. You're going to be in a fucking office.
Yeah.
Not, I can't guarantee air conditioning or anything like that, but you're going to be in a fucking office going,
You'd be surprised how much of the world doesn't believe in air conditioning.
I know. I remember when I was overseas, but it's still, you're going to be like, fill out form 702A? Yeah. And she's going to be like, here, let me lift this log into place and build a dam.
Yeah.
No, I get to go camping and hiking and spelunking.
Spelunking.
Yes.
Okay.
Spelunky. She gets to do all the fun stuff. I got to be stuck in an office.
Yeah, you get to work. She gets to go on vacation. And supposedly this is for the betterment of mankind.
Until I have to write a damn policy and then we're all screwed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, all right. Yeah. Explains the degree in education.
Yeah. Apparently they like to dump nuclear materials into their water supply. So it's...
Damn. Well, you're already bald, so you're
halfway there. Yeah, I'm all right, you know.
It's the lead you have to look out for.
Ooh.
It's like Vegas water.
Downtown Vegas water.
Yes.
Never trust it if you can't see it. All right, so what do we have going on? Ginger, how you doing over there?
I'm finally done.
Yay!
Yay! Now I can get ready.
Was it worth the effort?
Oh, fuck yeah, it was worth the effort.
Now, I'm noticing that the lashes on Genocide here are, like, what, 4.5 miles long?
Yeah, they're feathers.
Oh, well, they're feathers. Okay.
They're fabulous.
From a real bird.
What happened to the red feathers?
Yeah.
No,
call
red feathers
PETA.
Look at me, Jen. Yeah, they're fabulous.
Yes.
She's fabulous.
That's why we love Ginger. She makes us pretty.
I always look at you weird when I'm checking out your makeup.
Yes, she does.
Now, Ginger, because you do makeup professionally then.
Yes.
Do you ever just look at someone and go, you know, if I could just have 10 minutes and a this or that, and I can make them perfect?
You know, when I go out with my friends and I don't do their makeup, mm-hmm. half the time I want to take them in the bathroom.
Oh.
And not for the right
reason.
No,
and it's not. Like, yeah. To be rude, like, today.
Let's get it
today,
on.
No.
I got a camera.
No, I'm not supposed to talk to you about that. Anyways, today me and Lauren were driving around shopping and her mascara kept leaking.
She just randomly pokes
you
with her finger.
Look at me. You know what's going on.
Wait, that sounds better than it is.
It was up on her upper brow bone, which it didn't need to be.
Nice. All right. I hate doing this, folks.
I know. God damn it.
I absolutely hate doing it, but we've ran over on time, and that means one little thing.
It's closer to 9 o'clock.
That was way loud. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Aww.
We got a lot of people to thank. First off, we want to thank everybody in the studio. We got to thank Ginger De La Morta and all of her lucky Bettys. So thank you very much for hanging out with us in the studio, entertaining us and entertaining the listeners.
Yeah. And for signing my head.
Yes, we need you to sign his head, Genocide. Don't let us forget. You can be harsh, too, because he likes pain.
What?
Uh-oh.
Whoa!
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, we got a bunch of people to thank. First off, everybody in our chat room that hung out with us. 40, Glitter, Insomniac, Brit, Murphy, Tech Pepsi, Virtual One. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Also want to thank everybody here at LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, for allowing us the studio space to have in all these beautiful women.
Thank you.
And, of course, Miles, a comedian. Can't forget him. Don't want to miss out on his plug. All right. Got also to thank our syndicates, Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, and the KC Host Radio Network. Remember, if we're not live,
you can find us in the archive.
And you can go to podcasts.lvrocks.com or spankwagon.net. So everybody needs to download this show. And hey, let us know what you think by going to the forums, forum.spankwagon.net.
And become our friend, myspace.com/spankwagon.
Thank you very much, Chief.
I just want to say, Chief, I'm going to miss you, man. I've been seeing your bald fucking head across the room.
I can't see anything past that.
Chief, thank you very much for being a co-host on
yes,
the show.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We wish you luck.
Hopefully
we wish
I'll be
you
able
luck.
To do a call-in sometime from Romania.
Hey,
yeah.
Once they get electricity, I'm sure phones will be close behind. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Spankwagon Radio. For everybody else, I'm Trencher. We'll see you next week.